The Ryman Auditorium in Nashville is known as the Mother Church of Country Music. It's reopening this week with a new look after a $14 million expansion. The idea is to create more of a museum-like experience for the thousands of tourists who visit. Exhibits tell the lesser-known story of Ryman's place in Nashville long before the country and western heyday. NPR's Debbie Elliott checked it out.
Country music fans most associate the Ryman Auditorium with this. The Grand Ole Opry live radio show was broadcast from the Ryman for 30 years. That was Cousin Minnie Pearl, known for her flowery hats, price tag still dangling from the brim. It was on the Ryman stage that bluegrass was born at the Opry.
Over here, Mr. Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boy.
Ryman General Manager Sally Williams says this was the showcase of the South long before the Opry days, and the expansion is designed to better tell that backstory.
There's a great reverence for this building, and I think it's our responsibility to paint the picture of how we got where we are.
That happens in a new multimedia theater. Visitors see this film called The Soul of Nashville, projected onto three screens that mimic the Gothic stained glass windows of the original structure. It begins in booming post-Civil War Nashville.
It was the kind of town where a shrewd man willing to take a risk could make himself a fortune. Captain Tom Ryman was just such a man.
Tom Ryman was a ruthless steamboat operator who was not pleased with the message of an up-and-coming evangelical preacher by the name of Sam Jones. In 1885, Reverend Jones was preaching a tent revival and calling out Nashville for its sinful gambling and saloons. Ryman went to confront him in person.
And Ryman was converted on the spot.
Brenda Colliday is curator for the Ryman.
He was struck that night by divine inspiration, and he decided that Sam Jones should never have to preach in a tent again.
So Ryman built him a church and called it the Union Gospel Tabernacle. It opened in downtown Nashville in 1892. Colliday says it also became a hub for cultural events, lectures, symphonies, and patriotic gatherings. Presidents Teddy Roosevelt and William Howard Taft spoke here. Helen Keller and Booker T. Washington gave lectures. Harry Houdini, Bob Hope, and Katharine Hepburn performed. But the building, a round auditorium with wood plank floors and filled with wooden church pews, became best known as a venue for all kinds of music. The Fisk Jubilee Singers first performed here in 1913. Tenor Enrico Caruso came in 1919. Other noted artists included conductor John Philip Sousa, cowboy singer Will Rogers, and the gospel singer Sister Rosetta Tharpe. In 1943, a local radio variety show came to the Ryman stage when its crowds got too big and rowdy for other Nashville venues. People would line up outside with their picnic baskets just to get a seat for the Grand Ole Opry. Country greats from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs to Hank Williams to Patsy Cline performed at the Opry. Elvis came, although he didn't receive a very rousing response. The Ryman was also the setting for a new TV show.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. And I'm glad to see you, baby.
But then the Ryman fell silent when the Grand Ole Opry moved to the suburbs in 1974. Curator Brenda Colliday says there was talk of tearing it down, but after a public outcry,
it really just kind of went into hibernation. People came to walk around the stage to see where all of their heroes had stood and commune with the ghosts, but it was really just kind of in limbo.
For 20 years, until Emmylou Harris and the Nash Ramblers cut their album at the Ryman Live in 1991. Today, Emmylou Harris says it's the acoustics that make the room.
The thing as a performer that makes it so amazing is how it sounds. It's all wood. It's round. There are no corners. And there's something about the sound of the Ryman.
Since that album, scores of performers have taken to the Ryman stage, from Bob Dylan to the Foo Fighters to Aretha Franklin to Garrison Keillor. Sitting in the Ryman balcony on one of the hardwood pews, country and bluegrass star Ricky Skaggs remembers coming here as a boy. He started playing mandolin when he was just 5 years old.
My dad's dream was to get me on the Grand Ole Opry. If I could just get that boy on the Opry, you know, so we came down here my first time. I was 6 years old.
He didn't get on stage that time, but a year later appeared with bluegrass legends Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt.
Well, it's time now to call on our special guest, little Ricky again. Ricky, you all drove back and ready to go? What you gonna do for us this time?
Ruby,
that's a good.
Decades later, Skaggs recorded his first country albums here. For Skaggs, it's a sacred place.
The Ryman Auditorium was originally built as a church, and in my heart, it still is a church.
So when I asked him to demonstrate the famed acoustics here, he chose a gospel song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
The Ryman Auditorium was declared a National Historic Landmark in 2001. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Nashville.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.